Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Curtis Clinton. I am vying for our presidency and have been doing so for 8+ years. No one has taken notice. No one has taken any interest. Nobody has really stayed with the notion that maybe it's time for one of us. Who? One of us. One of the people. Not just a special portion of the population, rich politician, but one of the people. It is time for one of us to be elected president. It's not happening, and until it does, I think we'll always be less than what we can be and still face the problems we face every day. Hello, America. Hello, 50 states. Hello, territory. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. And hello, Tink. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia, this Friday, the 22nd of July, 2016. I'm broadcasting live from inside my wife's, our family's car in a parking lot. So you hear the background noise. So really, this is like real broadcast. It is live as far as I am concerned because, one, it's not pre-recorded. Two, I have no pre-recording. Three, I don't have teleprompter and there's someone outside moving the carts together and you could hear the clank and the clank as they're being put back. We are at Costco buying chicken. It's less expensive. The chicken is clean, and I'm on a chicken salmon high-fat diet, low-carbohydrate diet. I'm coming in at 292.6 pounds, down from 323.4, and that was with wearing some clothing today. So hopefully I'll be able to break 289 in a week. In the meantime, I had an article, or I had a column in the Connection newspaper called Outspoken. I speak out about things. I not only talk, I put my money where my mouth is. Whenever there's a problem, I put my money or my action, as if it were money, where my mouth is. I go up against issues that need to be going up against. And I've been saying this for the longest of time, and people just discount it. What we need in our country, what we need larger parking spaces. And if you look at your shopping centers, malls, supermarkets, other private property, parking spaces seem to be getting smaller and smaller, so the landlords, the management teams of these properties wanting to have the maximum parking accommodation, highest parking capacity, they squeeze cars in. And now you have signs that say small cars. And then you have others saying van. But we don't know who's driving up in whatever. We need not only that rectangular border on either side of a parking spot, we need that border, that rectangular border, to be increased by 6 inches. 6 inches. That will give us 6 inches more of being able to open the door more fully so we can get out of cars without squeezing or denting, dinking of the cars. Why do people have to squeeze in and out of their car door to get out of their car? It's because cars park too close together. And some don't even get into the center of the parking spot. Now, are larger parking spots, larger parking spaces, as critical as world politics, world affairs? No, but it's something that we need. And it's something that we can do something about. And the sooner we do something about that, the sooner we are more comfortable. And the sooner we are more comfortable, the sooner we have an uptick in the quality of living. And that's what a president is about. A president is someone who relates to the people, and how best to relate to people in addition to other ways than by also saying larger parking spaces. So if I've had for 8+ years the knowledge, the alertness, the awareness, the caring about our country. I've also cared about foreign affairs. I've stated publicly what the United States should have done in Libya, Syria. I've stated publicly what now is thought to be correct. And even now, I suggest how to help other countries, and nobody pays attention. Put in a template government. What is a template government? It's a government that has foreign experts working alongside the leaders of a country so as to bring about peace, social prosperity, stability, democracy, if that's what it is, or some form of society whereby people are respected and cared for. Women, children have the same educational opportunity as men. And in some Mideastern countries, women are considered silverware to be displayed and used. And that shouldn't be. And we as a country should align ourselves with those countries which believe in human rights, animal rights, justice, fairness. But there was an article today, or a discussion today, of this football player whose name is Ezekiel, who was accused of domestic violence. And it was mentioned that somebody may be labeled in the newspapers for weeks or months. And when proven innocent, there's only one day's retraction. Well, I say, if someone has been in the news for so many months being accused of something, then that same amount of time and that same front page space needs to be out there exonerating that person. Plain and simple. So for President Bill Clinton, for lying to the American public about having sexual relations with other women, his name should appear on the front page, President Clinton lied. I don't care what kind of a banner you put there. President Clinton lied, straight face to the American people. President Clinton was a scumbag, was an adulterer out there. And Monica Lewinsky is exonerated. Monica Lewinsky fell for the president. And Monica Lewinsky was attracted to the president. And the president didn't stop her. So the president is guilty of adultery. And that's the way it should be. And if I'm in the White House and I do something, I expect to be in the newspapers for the same length of time. And if I don't do something bad, but accused of doing something bad, I expect to be exonerated in the newspapers for the length of time that the news networks to constantly lead off. But we were wrong about President Curtis Clinton. He is a good man. And we besmirched his character incorrectly. Again, we don't know how to restore his name. So we're going to put it out there. Curtis Clinton, a great president. Curtis Clinton, a great president. Curtis Clinton, a great president. And will I be great? All is to be seen. You know, when President Obama was coming into office, people were afraid that countries would line up to create diplomatic and foreign affairs problem so as to embarrass the president. That could happen. Even Americans can arrange for disruptions to embarrass someone. And it's unfortunate that it does take place. And people have gotten so good at accusing people of something which they never did, but they have backup documentation. Where did they get this backup documentation from? I have no idea, but it happens. Yesterday, Donald Trump gave his acceptance speech. I did not hear it. I don't think I want to hear it. I've heard and read enough about Donald Trump, and I've seen him in action. I've seen him make a face when caught, possibly in a lie. He brushes it off, and people believe what he's saying. With that, you can't win. You can't win when people are so crazed as they are now behind Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. There is no hope for our country. There is no hope because there are so many crazed people, and yet where are those Americans who are stable, who want a stable country, a good country, and a good president in the White House? Where are they? They're nowhere to be seen or heard from. I am the only American that I know of that is speaking truth and honesty every day, that is warning our country of the consequences in electing Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump to the White House. Our White House is tainted. Our White House has made mistakes. And now on top of the mistakes, which should be clarified and corrected, we're suggesting two people to be elected who have in the past demonstrated deceit, lying, cheating, and the like. In other words, we have two despicable candidates running for president in the limelight. And we have one person vying for the presidency, not in any light. Unless a president decides to correct the internal problems of our government, there will not be sufficient funding of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education, the programs that need money, the programs that need donations. We need a truthful person in the White House to tell the truth, to analyze what is going on, to look at the history, to look at the facts, and then repeat the conclusions, truthful conclusion. We need a president who will say, we need to increase the Social Security tax. We cannot provide Social Security to every American attaining the age of 55 or 65. We cannot 66, 70, whatever it is now. We don't have the funds to do it. Why not? Where are we spending our money? How are we spending our money? And for what good and proper purpose? We allow for companies to pollute. And we say you can buy pollution credits. That's a commodity, a dirty commodity, yet we allow for it. In Fairfax County, water is tested and showing one part per billion of lead. Why do we have lead at all in any water that anyone in Fairfax County drinks? This Ezekiel person of the Dallas Cowboys that I spoke of is being accused. What does he have available to him to defend himself? And if he is an adult molester, then he should be punished. But if he isn't, the person bringing the charges should be punished. And how do we punish a person who is not in the NFL? Well, we punish her with a 7 years ban of bankruptcy, meaning you cannot get a loan, you cannot get credit, you cannot do a number of things. Now, would that be too harsh a sentence? Possibly, Do we need to look at the person to determine what the appropriate sentence is? And if there's any, if there is not any improvement or reduction, then the person goes down to 7 years. When somebody makes an accusation that is heard around the world, so to speak, then when that accusation is disproven, that person must suffer the consequences which would have accrued to the person that was being charged with a crime or felony. That's how we deal with this. So this woman, if she is telling the truth, should see Ezekiel suspended. If she's not telling the truth, then she should lose sufficient stabilization because of bringing down an innocent person. And we cannot have this. Nobody can have this. And I'm trying to kick a bottle of water under my car seat. But I think I may have done that. Cue very calmly and possibly boringly. You want to see America great again? Well, it takes a lot to get to the great position. We would need several successful launchings on the moon or Mars. We would need several diplomatic agreements that are outstanding. We would have to make such inroads into terrorism and unfair trading practices and currency manipulation and cyber warfare for us to be able to claim we are great again. America is not great. It is. And unless you solve them, immediately America will be dragged through the mud. Name recognition, ideas, compassion, once again, I say we need somebody that can be liberal, agree with some Republican ideals, that could agree with some independent and democratic ideals, and see that the best of ideals, the best mechanisms for getting us those ideals or adhering to those ideals is chosen. Congress still puts crap into bills, tucks 200,000, 500,000, millions into programs that shouldn't be. Let me give you a gift, as I promised. Some days I don't give you a gift, even though what I say is a gift. We have a lot of stuff growing in our backyard. We don't know what it is. We should find out what it is. Could it be that in our backyard and in your backyards are the cures for every disease known to man? How did disease come about? Some deviation from a non-diseased entity. How do we put together those entities that have been disinherited by the rest of the gene chain? We need to reestablish a DNA library. And right about now, I'm getting a sleep apnea attack. And I'm trying to hold my own. It's very hard to drive when you're sleeping. It's very hard to really be fully awake when you're sleepwalking. You are in a different suspension of alertness. Your alertness has been suspended. You feel different things. I need to get out of this. It's a Friday. A start of a weekend for many people. Listen to Sunday's political news. Listen to what is being said. You're being sold whitewash. You are being sold on individuals not worthy of your investment of voting rights. There should be penalties. As I said, If I am president, I will see to it that Hillary Clinton is censured. I will see to it that Donald Trump pays his due taxes, pays him right away, and if he has to lose his wealth and properties in doing so, fine. Did he accumulate those properties because of his business dealings that were advantageous to him? Well, then we're going to level the playing field. What is that scene in Goldfinger when Sean Connery tells Mr. Ford, hey, now you're going to lose? He did lose. Mr. Goldfinger starts to lose. I want fairness. What's happening in the Freddie Gray trial? Were charges trumped up to bring calm to the city? Or is there some validity in the charges being reported? If the charges are legitimate, why are the defendants being let go? Now, somebody is responsible for Freddie Gray's death. Is it God? Is it his body? Or did something else influence the outcome? A yawn and another inroad of sleep apnea, which I am fighting. I don't want to succumb to sleep apnea because then my conversation train of thought is going to shift. You're going to say, what's he talking about? He was talking about this, and now he's talking about that. What's wrong with him? By the way, I looked at yesterday's blog. I had a lot of misspellings. Satisfied. I don't know what the heck happened. You know, I type in letters, and I'm missing some of the keystrokes. And they're not showing up in the spelling checker, and that's why you see these problems. So why do we have a spelling checker that doesn't work 100%? Why? What happened to the thesaurus cache in every computer? Because looking in the thesaurus, you come up with antonyms and synonyms. Where is the thesaurus? It's time to bid all of you a good Friday to drive safely. I will hope to recover from the sleep apnea stuff. In the meantime, as I said, I have been outspoken. I speak out about things, and I do something about it. There are a lot of things that you want to speak out about. Are you doing something about it? You can't. You put me in the White House, you and I, we can. Because what's not good for you is not good for others. What's not good for me is not good for many. I've been through a lot of crap. Just today I was at Luckstone or Northern Virginia Stone. One of the pallets that I set aside for sale was sold to somebody else. Careless disregard for policy, for quality control. And now I can't do what I wanted to do because I don't have the material to do it with. Now, as president, if that happens to you, I make a call to Northern Virginia Stone and say, you try to find that stone for this individual person, that color, that palette, that is accommodating, and you sell it at half price. And if you cannot find that quality stone, then you can give that person $1,000 free for them to do something else with it. That's what I would do if I were president. Everybody needs to be held accountable. People are just saying, oh, I'm sorry. Today I got several, oh, we're sorry. Sorry? You're sorry? The sorry, stop the bleeding. The sorry, take back the bullet wound. The sorry, take back the years of not making an Ivy League school. The sorry, do anything but waste your time. I want payback. I want us to be accountable. And the more that we are accountable, guess what? The more that we are accountable, the better, and I think I see an accident ready to happen, this woman may be backing into a shopping cart, somebody else's car. I don't know how she's going to pull out. It's one of those electric, I think, I'm not sure, I'm looking at this, seeing how I could intervene and help out. I must get off the air to see if I can do something about it instead of just being a lazy SOB and just saying something and doing nothing. So I'm getting off the air. I'm going to involve myself in stuff that needs my attention. America, be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. I want the presidency. You want me in the presidency, and you don't know it. I am the better candidate. I am the best person for the White House, considering who you are shining up to. They're false idols. 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis Clinton, and you will have your White House and Congress back in your hands. Good day.